All right, Jerusalem. Good evening. let's begin. So I want to share with you, first of all, again, the incredible Yashar Koach to the Ehrenfelds for always opening their home, providing such a beautiful spread. Thank you. All right, Jerusalem, so let's begin. So I want to share with you, Mamish, a magnificent day, Rabbi Nachman. So the Rebbe is quoting on the Pasuk over here from the beginning of Parashas Vayira. So remember, the Pasuk says, it's cut off, you don't have it over here, but it says, Vayira Eilav Hashem, beginning, opening Pasuk of the Parashah. The Shparuch appears to Avraham Avinu Be'ilonei Mamre, V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'oel Kechom Hayom. And what is Avraham Avinu doing? He is sitting at the entranceway of the tent, Kechom Hayom, in the heat of the day. So Rabbi Nachman says something quite beautiful. Take a look. The bottom paragraph A. So what does he mean? Hu yoshev pesach kechom hayom. So again, remember, Rashi HaKadosh has his understanding. Rashi's understanding, of course, is that Avraham Avinu was sitting at the entranceway to the tent because he's looking for Archim, he's looking for guests, Hachmasas Archim, even though he's post-Mila. But the Rebbe does something dramatically different. Look at paragraph A on the bottom. Vuhu yoshev pesach ha'oel. Lo uchal, listen to this introduction. Lo uchal lehisapek me'otzem ahavascha me'lichtov lecha ma'at Mimasha Amarti Bishabis Kodesh Ha'avar. So we'll say, see here what's happening over here? The Rebbe is saying, last week, I gave a drasha like you wouldn't believe. And the Rebbe says, I can't hold myself back from sharing with you a little bit of the drasha that I gave. Look at his lashon. Lo'uchal his apek. I can't hold myself back. Me'otzem ma'avascha, me'lichtov l'cha ma'at, mimash amarti b'Shabbos kodesh ha'avar. I can't hold myself back from sharing with you the drasha that I gave last Shabbos. What was the drasha? The tamtzis ha'inyan merumas b'pasuk, paragraph B. V'hu yoshev pesach ol kechom hayom. And the Rebbe says, my drasha was based on the pasuk that Avraham Avinu was sitting at the entranceway of the tent, kechom hayom, in the heat of the day. Yoshev, so what does Yoshev mean? I will say, so, you know, the beauty of Hasidus in general, and the beauty of Rabbi Nachman's Torah, is that the Rebbe takes psukim, and the Rebbe takes words and phrases that often we just translate very flippantly, but looks for a deeper and more profound understanding and insight into it. So the Rebbe says, what does the Lashon of Yeshiva mean? What does it mean, V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'oel? What does it mean that he was sitting? Yoshev, Loshon hamtana va'akava zman rav. So people say, Yoshev doesn't just mean to sit somewhere. Yoshev means what? Really, to dwell. Yeshiva means that you're sitting somewhere and you're remaining there for an extended period of time. Kimo vateshvu bekadesh yamim rabim. So therefore you see the Lashon of Yeshiva doesn't just mean to sit somewhere, it doesn't just mean to stay somewhere, but Yeshiva means ultimately what? To dwell somewhere for a prolonged period of time. So he says, Hainu, so what does this mean? So Avraham was Yoshev Pesach. So we'll say, so how does that shtim with the rest of the pasuk? Avraham Avinu was sitting at the entranceway of his tent for a long time. That's what I was coming to tell me. Says the Rebbe, no. Watch this. Hainu. She'in ha'adam zocha lehizgalus elokus b'chinas vayira ilav Hashem. See, Rebbe was saying, what the pasuk is teaching us, which is true in most of the stories of the Torah Kedosha, is how to achieve lofty spiritual levels. Avraham Avinu achieves the level of vayira ilav Hashem. So what does vayira ilav Hashem mean? It means that the Ribono Shel Olam came to Avraham Avinu. So how do you reach that level? How do you reach that level where the Ribono Shel Olam comes to you? How do you reach that level of Vayira Alav Hashem, that Hisgalos, that level of divine revelation? Bechinas, Vayira Alav Hashem. How do you reach it? Paragraph C. Ki im al yedei sheyoshev umamtin umisakev eitzel pesach ha'ol hakidusha zman rav. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, Ohel doesn't just mean a tent, but Ohel is often a metaphor for what? For Ohel Shel Torah, for the domain of Torah. The domain of Torah. So how does a person reach the level where ultimately they're going ahead and they're zochet to Vayera Elav Hashem, to a Hisgalus, only if what? If you're Yoshev Pesach HaOhel. I will say, what does it mean to be Yoshev Pesach Oel? So Oel is the oil of Torah. Oel is the oil of spirituality. Oel is the tent, is the domicile, is the structure, is the framework of spiritual growth. Rabbi say, what's the key to successful spirituality? See, Rabbi say, what happens? Everyone loves to visit the OL. Who doesn't love to go to OL? But what's the problem? What's the problem? If you want to be spiritually successful in life, you can't visit the OL. You can't come to the OL on Shabbos, alternate Tuesdays, Rosh Chodesh, and Yamim Tovim. If you want to be successful in Ruchnius, you have to be Yoshev Pesach HaOhel. There has to be consistency. A yeshiva. Well, a yeshiva means I am there day in, day out. I am there each and every moment. I do not depart. Do you want to know the key to spiritual success? I will say it's one word. Consistency. Anyone could come to the Ohel in a moment of his odorous. Anyone could come to the Ohel during a special occasion. Anyone could come to the Ohel on Shabbos, on Yom Tiv. But what allows for Vayera Eilav Hashem? Vuhu Yoshev Pesach Ohel. A yeshiva, a hamtana, a consistency. Day in and day out, I am tethered to the Ohel of Torah. So the Rebbe goes on. Paragraph C. Va'afapi, but we all know, sitting by the entrance of the Ohel is not easy. Why isn't it easy? Va'afapi, shebesuch kach, over alav, masha'over. Rabbi say, now what happens? As you're sitting by the entrance of the Ohel, a lot of stuff goes down, right? A lot of stuff happens. What happens? The Rebbe says, v'chamimos hayom. Remember, what does the Pasuk say? V'avram yoshe pesach ha'ohel, that's the lashon of the Pasuk. Avram was sitting at the entranceway of the tent. Va'ahu Yoshev Pesach Oel Kichom Hayom. What does Kichom Hayom mean? So the Rabbi says that what happens. He says many times. Va'af Pishu B'Sochach Over Amav Masha Omer V'Chamimos Hayom Shehem Klaun Hatayvus Boer Oso Harbe. We'll say, you know what Kichom Hayom means in the heat of the day? Means in the heat of passion. That each of us have passions, have desires, have proclivities, have desires, which seek to derail our ruchnius, which seek to derail our holiness and spirituality. Do you know what made Avram Avinu great? It's that he was Yoshev Pesach HaOhel, when? Kichom Hayom, in the heat of the day. In the heat of the day, even as the taivas were burning, even as the challenges were there, even then, it's ultimately again, there were pushes. You think Avram Avinu didn't have struggles? You think Avram Avinu didn't have internal desires? You think Avram Avinu didn't have proclivities or predispositions? You think Avram Avinu didn't have internal struggles? Of course he did. Of course he did. So what was the godless of Avram Avinu? That even when his kechom ayom, even when those fires of desire were burning inside of him, what did he do? Vahu Yoshev Pesach HaOel. He remained tethered to the tent of Torah. He remained tethered to the tent of spirituality. He remained tethered to his Avodas Hashem. Bo'os, bo'os, harbi, afa, pikein, eino maniach es mekomo chas v'shalom. The committed Jew, even when it's kichom ayom, doesn't leave his post. Just like the committed soldier never leaves his post, the committed Jew never leaves his post. What's the post of the Jew? Pesach HaOel. And even as Kichom Hayom, even if the desires burn strongly inside of me, I'm not moving. Rak hu yoshev umamtin umisakiv etzal ha-Pesach yomim uzmanim rabim v'chinas v'hu yoshev Pesach HaOel Kichom Hayom v'havin heitiv. You understand this? You understand this incredible piece of Torah? It says the Rebbe, everyone just thinks we're learning a detail about Avraham Avinu's life. Very nice. You know, Rosa, we often assume, what's the take-home message from this? What's the take-home message from the Pasuk? What's the take-home message? Before he came tonight, and you filled yourself with chicken, right? What was the take-home message?
Nothing.
Right? Hachnas Azarchim. Right? That's the message. Hachnas Azarchim. It's true, it's Hachnas Azarchim. Rebbe will say, but there's something so much deeper. What's unfolding over here? In this simple pasuk is the very blueprint for successful spirituality. Number one, a yid has to be Yoshev Pesach HaBosai. It's not just a din in spirituality, it's a din in anything in life. If you want to be successful in life, what do you need? Consistency. You want a good marriage? So we'll say, we all know, if you want a good marriage, if you're going to be a good spouse on birthdays and anniversaries, and maybe on the weekends, right? You're done. You're done. You're going to be a good parent when you have time and it's convenient for you, nebuch for your children. You're going to be a committed Jew when you feel like it. As you say about saying life, you get out what you put in. So if you're going to visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu at intervals, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with you at intervals. But the job of the Jew is to stand guard on his position. V'hu yoshev pesach ha'ol v'glor b'osai is consistency. All of life's success is all about one word, consistency. You don't have to be perfect. You don't even have to be excellent. You don't always even have to be good. You just have to be consistent. I will say, you understand something? I want to tell you something very interesting. I was having this discussion with someone. Someone was asking me about, you know, the concept of tefillah. We daven the same Shemoneh Esrei three times a day. We put on the same tefillin three times a day. Is it possible? We put on the same tefillin every day. Thank you. Right? We put on the same tefillin every single day, right? Once a day, every day. Is it possible to have kavanah every single time? It's possible. Do you ever have a day where you daven shachris mincha ma'ariv bikavana atzuma? I don't know. I don't know that I ever had a day like that. Even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Rabbi Osai, generally most of us are more in tune with one tefillah and a little bit less in tune with other tefillos. So what were Chazal thinking when they told us to do the same thing three times a day? Because I want to tell you something, and I think you could vehemently disagree with this. I don't think Chazal ever intended for us to have kavana three times a day. I think what they intended for us was to be consistent. What they wanted to ingrain within us is consistency. Show up. Day after day, and do the same thing day after day. Sometimes you will have kavana, sometimes you won't have kavana. But one thing is clear, which is even if you're in and out, and the davening was not all that moving, you know what you did gain? You bolstered your ruchni consistency. I would say that's the pshat. V'hu, you know what the greatness of Avraham Avinu was? V'hu yoshev pesach ha'ohel. He sat there. It was consistency. It wasn't just that he served the Kodesh Baruch Hu when he felt like it and checked out when he didn't. You think Avraham Avinu was always inspired? You think every day was like Ni'ilah for Avraham Avinu? Every single day, mamish, his hot tears flowing down his face as I'm doing Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't think Avraham Avinu had days where he just checked the box, but maybe he didn't feel it? Again, I don't know. But Avraham Avinu was a human being just like the rest of us. So I have to assume that he had days that he was on, and he had days that he was off. But I will say, the godless of Avraham Avinu is that even on the days when he was off, he showed up. V'hu yoshev pesach ha'olam. Success in Yiddishkeit is not gauged by your ability to maintain constant inspiration. Success in Yiddishkeit is gauged by your ability to be consistent, by your ability to maintain the same behaviors, the same attitudes, the same approaches, the same level of commitment day after day, even if the hergish, even if the feeling changes a little bit. But where's the challenge with that? The challenge of that is kichom ayom. Rabbi said there's a lot of pushes and pulls in life. It's not so pushy to always sit by the oil. It's not so easy to always be consistent. There's a chamimos. There's a heat. There's a passion. There's desires. There's wants that push and pull me in all different directions. Rabbi said, but that's the Chesh Baruch Hu asks of us. I don't ask for perfection. I don't even ask you to be excellent. I don't even ask for you to be great. I just ask for you to be consistent each and every day, no matter what is happening in your life. I'll take the tefillos without kavanah. I'll take the mitzvos without kavanah. I'll take your avoda, even if it lacks emotion or intensity. Just give it to me every day. Just be consistent. And even when it's kichom ayom, I still want to see you sitting Pesach ha'oel. So the Rebbe goes on. He says, Ki isa b'dvarav, zichrono levracha, paragraph D, so we're lying down. Ki isa b'dvarav, zichrono levracha, did I skip? Yeah. Kor ki isa b'dvarav zichrono levracha, shalapam ma'odam etzal ha'pesach, v'ushav la'achar, oshe mishtateach u'mispashet az kinegdo bal dover. Because you know, we'll say sometimes the person is sitting, a Jew is sitting by the Pesach, I'm sitting at the entrance way to the tent, I'm sitting by the entrance way of Torah, I'm embedded. But then the Baal Dover, I will say, who's the Baal Dover? The Baldover is the Satan, right? The Baldover are the, and remember, as we always say, the Satan doesn't refer to something external to you. The Satan doesn't refer to the, we don't believe in this, you know, guy in the red suit with the tail and the pitchfork and the horns who sits on your shoulder and tells you to do something wrong. That's not our Satan. Our Satan are also the self-sabotaging mechanisms that HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed us with. Because without those self-sabotaging mechanisms, growth is not really possible. Without some type of push back, the push forward is not meaningful. So sometimes I'm sitting Pesach HaOel, and what happens? The Baal Dover, the Satan, comes along and he tries to derail me. Aval mi shechoshev al tachliso anitzchi be'emes, v'chas al chayev be'emes, eino shav li achar, ve'eino zaz mimkomo chas v'shalom. Bishum ofen, raku yoshev umamtin etzal Pesach HaOel HaKedusha, shu'ol beis hamedrash, v'ol atzadikim v'aksherim. Also, listen to this. So the Rebbe says something amazing over here. Also, you know, the Gemara in Maseches Brachos deals with this. What happens if a person feels like their Yetzer is overtaking them? Right? So what do you do? So the Gemara gives a couple of different etzas. Right? Mashchel beis hamedrash. Right? Go learn Torah. Kelearn Torah. Kriyashma. Sishma, affirm the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's not going to work, then what? Then what? Then Yaskiriyam Amisa. Remember the fact that we all die. Remember the finality of death, the temporal nature of life. That'll shake you to your core and get you to refocus on the things you should be focusing on. What the Rebbe says is something different. Sometimes Rebbe will say what you just have to do is, what's the Lashon? Grind your teeth and bear it? Grit your teeth and bear it?
Yeah,
grin and bear it. Okay, there's something with your teeth now. Am I mixing and matching metaphor? Okay, good. Fine. So I say, sometimes what you just have to do, you have to dig your heels in and just wait it out. Sometimes I am by the Pesach HaOel, and the Baal Dover comes along, Kichom Hayom. And sometimes all you just need to do is ride it out. Sometimes you just have to let the Sibyl say, you know, sometimes, you know, like Chazal say, right? Shevi al tasa adif. You know, in halacha, we say, sometimes inaction is preferable, which seems to be like antithetical to the yid. But I say, sometimes when we're overcome by a yeter, sometimes what you just have to do is hold tight. You just stay in place, right? Shelter in place, spiritual shelter in place. You just literally go ahead and shelter in place. Just close your eyes, right? Clench your fists and ride out the temptations of the Baal Dover. Just whatever you do, don't leave the Pesach HaOhel. Because as long as you are embedded in that framework, as long as you are close to Ribono Shel Olam, yes, sometimes the Baal Dover is very strong. Sometimes the Baal Dover is very overwhelming. But if you just kind of clench your fists, dig your heels in, you will ride out the storm. Whatever you do, don't give up your consistency. Whatever you do, don't leave the Pesach HaOel. No matter how hot it becomes, no matter how much Chom Hayom there is, stay by the Pesach HaOel, and you will maintain that Vayira Ilav Hashem. So he goes on, he says, the Pesach is the Beis Medrash, Oel Tzadikim, Ksheilam, Af Api Shechom Yom, Boer Chas V'Shalom, Va'al Yedei Zeh, Vayira Ilav Hashem. And I will say, if we are privileged to internalize the words of the Rebbe, and we're privileged to go ahead and live a life of Vuhu Yoshev Pesach HaOel, I will say, if consistency, living in the tent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, living in the tent of Avodas Hashem, living in the tent of Torah Mitzvah, so we'll say, not to be a one-time wonder, you know, not to be on fire in Elul and Tishrei, but then to burn out and not to recover until the next year, but consistency, day after day after day. And even if it's not inspired consistency, the goal is consistency. The goal is Yeshiva Pesach HaOel. And if I could stay Pesach HaOel, even when it's Kechom Hayom, even when there are pushes and desires that try to derail me, but I clench my fists, I dig in my heels, and I say, you know what? I'm not moving from Pesach HaOel. Then what Rav Osai? I will be privileged to lead a life of Vayera Elav Hashem. You want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come to you? The recipe sounds very simple. Of course, it's not simple, but the recipe is V'hu Yoshev Pesach HaOel, consistency, Kechom Hayom. No matter what is happening, those are the ingredients. If I internalize and live those ingredients, then I'll be Zocha to the Ashras HaShchina, then I'll be Zocha to Vayira Elav Hashem. Shkoyach.
Efficient and meaningful.
Efficient. Good, it's a good commercial.